Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is the 3rd of April and our Bible reading portion is from the second book of Samuel, chapters 13 to 15. Forgive others, our lives are short. We read in 2 Samuel chapter 14 verse 14 like this. For we will surely die and become like water spilled on the ground, which cannot be gathered up again. Yet God does not take away our life, but he devises means so that his banished ones are not expelled from him. Absalom had fled away for Geshur after killing his brother Amnon as a revenge for raping his sister Tamar, and he was there for about 3 years. David longed to see Absalom but could not take the step towards forgiving his son. David's army general Joab noted that David was concerned about Absalom. So he devised a plan to reunite David and Absalom. He engaged the services of a wise woman from Tekoa who appeared before the king in mourning apparel. When David asked the cause of her grief, she related the sad story that one of her sons had killed another and now the family avengers were seeking the murderer's life. Touched deeply by this poor woman's plight, David assured her that her surviving son would live under royal protection. She then revealed to David that it was he to whom she referred and that it was he who must forgive the wrongdoings of his estranged son Absalom. This crafty woman then provided a superb analysis of the brevity of life and the finality of death, representing life as water poured out on the ground. Like water spilled on the ground, what was past, like the death of Amnon, could not be gathered up again. So why dwell on that? Life is too short to be wasted in a prolonged quarrel. She then reminded David of God's mercies, which caused God to develop means for the restoration of sinners. God does not immediately destroy an offender, but devises means by which the sinner might be forgiven and restored. What we can understand is that we should be aware of our own mortality and the brevity of our lives. We will all die one day, and when we leave, we should be merciful and compassionate towards others. God's will is to forgive sinners. As his children, we must do the same. We should continually practice forgiveness and thus imitate the ways of God. God's forgiveness is complete, and we can come into his presence and see his face. Like David forgave his son Absalom completely and accepted him back without reservations, we should also forgive and accept people who have offended us. It is then that our Heavenly Father will forgive and accept us completely. We read in Mark chapter 11 verses 25 and 26 like this, the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. For if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses.